ॐ शांति 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 ओम। गुड इवनिंग, आई वेलकम यू विथ ऑल माय हार्ट। I love every one of you just the way you are, unconditionally. I mean, you can be the biggest bum in the world and I still love you. I don't care what you do, I still love you. You can hijack cars, rob banks, I still love you. Makes no difference. Do what you must. But always remember somebody loves you. Again, let me remind you, you've come here to hear a speech, you've come for the wrong reason. If you've come to hear a sermon, you've come for the wrong reason. If you come to hear philosophy, you come for the wrong reason. But if you came to hear nothing, it's looking for the wrong reason. So, there's no valid reason for you to be here. Why are you here? Why am I here? That's it. Someone's asked me to speak about the dream state versus the waking state. So I'll mumble a few words about those things. First of all, to a Yanni, to a sage, there's no dream state and there's no waking state. None of them exists for the sage. But for the Yanni, there appears to be a dream state and a waking state. And the remark that I made is this: the waking state appears to be long, it appears to go on forever, but the dream state ends. And as a matter of fact, you have about 8-9 dreams a night. You usually only remember the last one. So how can I say that the waking state is a dream state also? Well, let's look at it this way. In what you call the dream state, you were born, you go to school, you get older, time passes, you get married, you have a job, you grow older, 85 years old, you start declining. This is the dream that you're having. Now, if I came into your dream state and I told you you're dreaming, you're not really 85 years old, and you were never born, and this has ever happened. You'll throw rocks at me. I said, what are you talking about? A century has not gone by. I remember when I was a little boy, a little girl, and I'm an old lady, an old man. I've got cancer. And you're telling me this is a dream? You won't believe me. I tell you, don't concern yourself with your cancer and your state of 85 years old. Don't concern yourself with what's going on in your life. Rather, look within yourself to reality. Find reality. And it's going to take care of itself. And again, you throw rocks at me. You won't hear anything like this. You say, I've gone through all kinds of experiences in my life. And you're trying to tell me it's a dream? You can't fool me, this is not a dream, this is real. Look, I'll even pinch you. And I say, ow. And I say, remember, this is a dream pinch. It's all a dream. And you still won't believe me. Then when I leave, you awaken. You awaken to this dream state, this state which you call the waking state. And the dream is all gone, it's finished, like it never existed. And you laugh. You were never born in the dream, you never went to school in the dream, you never got married in the dream, you never became 85 years old in the dream. You never had cancer in the dream. You've awakened to this state. Did you see this state is longer? It's longer because you're having a dream, that's all. Remember when I was in your dream, when you were 85 years old? See, it was a long dream. It went through many experiences. It went through 85 years of experiences, and it all seemed very valid to you. And it happened in a split second. It happened in a split second. All those years, the experiences, the cancer, it happened in a split second when you were awakened to this state. This state is the same thing. This is also a dream state. Not any different than the dream state that you dream at night. Same thing. It's only another dream. And you only understand this when you awaken. A person is no longer in the dream state, no longer in the waking state. In the state of Sahaja Samadhi. Between the waking and the dream state. There's really no stage for a person like that. But the Yani, he believes that stage is in the waking state like they are. How do you get out of this dream business? How do you transcend the both states? Simply by going beyond them. You go beyond the dream state by realizing that when you react to conditions, the person plays the same. You're perpetuating the dream. You can tell where you are by the way you react to life. If you believe that your body is getting older, that you're a person, that you have problems, you react to life's conditions, and you caught up in the dream. Just like in a dream at night. What kinds of conditions are before you? And believe it's real and you react to them. As long as you react to them, you'll never get out of it. You feel angry, you feel fear, you believe something is wrong someplace, and you can never get out of the dream. In other words, you go from one dream to the next. This is called reincarnation. It's one dream after the other dream, it never ends. You take on body after body after body. Always dreaming. Always reacting. Always believing something is wrong. Something is right. Something is good, something is bad. And he goes, oh, you believe this, we'll never get out of this. So the way to get out of it completely is to realize there's an observer who observes both states. The observer observes both states, the dream state and the so-called waking state. Now remember, this is for the Ayani. For the states, nothing like this exists. For the Ayani, you have to think for yourself. Who is the observer? Who created this, in other words? Who made all this up? Who created the so-called dream state and the waking state? And if you think real carefully, it's our old friend Ishvara, the god of karma. Ishvara's been playing with his lila again. You tell Ishvara to stop playing with his lila, he won't listen. He's creating these states. Ishvara, for some of you don't know who he is a personal god that you create out of your mind. When you believe you're the body, and you create a god in your own image. And we call this god Ishvara, the god of karma. It is he who dictates all these things. What's going to happen? What karma you're going through? What these lives you're going to live? Now, here's the secret. If you get rid of the Ishvara, you'll be finished. You'll be free. You've got to kill the Ishvara. The Ishvara has to be removed totally and completely. You'll be totally and completely free. How do you kill the Ishvara? By laughing in his face. Who are you? Where did you come from? You can't fight me any longer. I no longer accept you. You're a plague of my mind, my imagination. You're part of my false imagination. You do not exist. Now, I bet some of you are afraid this isn't going to exist. Because you think you're insulting God. What kind of a God are you insulting? A God that you made up yourself. You created this God. Where else would he come from? Is there a God up in the sky looking down and you're throwing lightning bolts? Saying you're a good boy, you're a bad girl. I'm going to punish you and I'm going to reward you. Do you know somebody really believes this? Yes, well, I'm talking to you. Somebody really accepts this. And you're afraid to get rid of this God. But can't you see this very God is keeping you in bondage? This is very God that makes you take on new bodies. Because you believe that you're a person. Problem. This is very God that makes you worry about your body. Worry about your finances. Concern yourself with the world situation. And as God laughs, while you cry, You're concerned about this, you're concerned about that, you're concerned about everything. Only when the cloud is removed will you become free. It's up to you to remove this cloud. You've got to do it. Nobody can do it but you. This is not blasphemy. Blasphemy is when we believe in the self that can hurt you. We believe in problems. We believe something is wrong. That's blasphemy. It's virtually impossible for anything to be wrong in this whole universe, the whole world's consciousness. The whole universe is consciousness. It has absolutely nothing to do with gods or goddesses or karma, reincarnation or dreams. These things are part of human thinking. When you realize you're no longer human, you disappear. You must become inhuman. It's up to you to do this. You have to ask yourself the right questions. None of you are afraid to question yourself. You're afraid God is watching you. You'll be punished. Yes, some of you actually believe this. But I say to you from direct experience, there's no God at all anywhere in the universe that can punish you, or wants to punish you, or has time to punish you. If there's a God that exists, he's too busy screwing up the world to think of you. What a big ego some of us have. We think God is looking at us, judging us. We're so important, we're being judged by nature from off of God someplace up in the sky. We're so important, aren't we? This mighty God is punishing us personally. We're being bad little boys and girls. Get rid of all of this, once and for all. Remove from your mind. Empty your mind totally of this kind of thinking. There is only pure awareness. Absolute reality. And that is you right now. Right this moment. Don't think about it, just be it. Do not attempt to analyze what I'm saying and try to figure it out in any way. Just be it. What I'm talking about, you can only be. You can't think about it. When you begin to think about it, the truth about it matters disappears. And you're caught up in the body, in the thinking body. Yet there's no time or space when you're supposed to exist. No time and space in themselves don't exist. So where can you think? There's no place for you to think. for the source has to move. And there is no room for source. What I'm telling you is that you're absolutely free right now. Absolutely liberated right this minute. You are. You are the entire universe right now. You was never born, can never die. You are the one. Right now. This very moment. Feel it. There's nothing else. How wonderful it is to be totally free. Free of praying to gods for your salvation. Free of thinking you have a body secure. You have lack of limitations sometimes in your life. Be free of this kind of thinking. I know some of you are saying, well, it's okay for him to say that. The doctor told me I've got cancer, I've got AIDS. I have no funds in the bank. My wife and husband left me. Who are you talking about? You're talking about the real self that you are. You're talking about somebody that doesn't exist. You're speaking of a dream person. You say today and gone tomorrow. You're not speaking of the self. Wake up. Try to understand what I'm saying to you. You are the God. You are the Brahman. You are the Self. Stop thinking of yourself as a mortal being. Once and for all, stop it. Cut it out. Behave yourself. Wake up. Know who you are. Change your mind. Lift it up from this nonsensical thinking and allow the mind to think in the heart. The heart will open up as the rose does with its calyx to the sun, and you begin to laugh and enjoy an ecstasy that you are the one. The one that is beyond time and space. The one that is beyond reality. Beyond causation. You are that one. Awaken to it. Now. Wake up. understood it like a lot of manure. Wake up. Who do you think you are? You are the God, remember this always. The only God that exists. There's no other God but you. Again, do not try to think these things through. The worst mistake you can make is to think what I'm saying. Don't think about it, just be it. Let it happen. Why? Because when you think about it, you spoil it. Remember, the mind is only a conglomeration of energy, of thoughts. That's what the mind is. Thoughts about the past, thoughts of the future, thoughts of the present. When you begin to think about your thoughts, it puts you in time and space. And in time and space, all other thoughts come. One thought leads to another thought, it never ends, as you know very well. Thoughts keep coming and coming and coming and coming, once you let them come in. Stop thinking, once and for all. When your mind tries to think, ask it, who thinks? Who's thinking? Something will tell you, I am. And you realize you're not this I at all. The I that thinks is the I thought. An idea. Not reality. Again, this I thought has to rest in the heart. As it goes to the heart, and the heart is open again. At that time we feel reality. Remember, all the stuff is for the Ayani. All the nonsense and babbling is for the person who thinks they're human. He gets offended. Gets insulted, becomes angry, thinks there's something wrong someplace. That's what I'm telling him to. If you know that person, don't listen to what they say. You are here for one reason. Don't ask me what the reason is. I don't know why you're alone. But you're here. And I'm here. And we're all one. And all is well. I want you now to take a hard look at the problems that you think you have. Those of you who think you have a problem of some kind, take a look at it right now. Look at it carefully. Examine it. and ask yourself, who has this problem? Who really has this problem? Try to understand, if you get rid of the idea that you're human, that your personal self, personal ego, the problem will disappear of its own accord. Remember, it's only the ego that has the problem. The small self. That's you. You are the God. It's virtually impossible to have a problem. But when you identify with the self, the small self, the ego self, full problem. For us to awaken to the truth. There are no problems. There's no body. There's no mind. There's no karma. There's no reincarnation. There's no personal God. There's only that. And you are that. Don't you really feel good now? Since you're that? So you're saying, what's that? Don't worry what that is. Just become that and be happy. I tell you, all is well. All is exceedingly well. Why won't you believe me? Some of you believe you're coming to do great things on this earth, become famous, and be something wonderful. I said, you didn't come here to do anything like this. Because you don't even belong here. You're in the wrong place. You're in the dream world. Believing that you're going to become famous. And you haven't become famous with your suffering. Upset. Take a good look at this. Look at this carefully. Look what you've been doing all these years. You aren't like other people. You wouldn't be here tonight. So I can talk to you freely. Your lot is not to go to work every day and come home at 5 or 6 o'clock, watch TV, go to sleep, take a vacation once a year. It's not for you. You're here to do nothing. Absolutely nothing. That should be your motive, your goal, to become nothing. This doesn't mean that you're being active. On the contrary, you will accomplish many beautiful things. But you will not be the door. You will realize that you're not the door, you're not the door. And then this wonderful news to realize and understand that you're another dua. That you're doing things. I know it sounds like a contradiction, but it's not. Your body will appear to do something that you never do want. You're doing nothing. Does this mean there are two of you? On the contrary, there's only one. But the world sees you doing something that you're not doing the same. Again, the natural thing to understand is with your mind, the mind will just follow you up. The mind is only good for one purpose, to follow you up. To make life miserable for you. So the mind does. It tells you all sorts of things about person, place, and thing. And you react to it. And you become further pulled into it. This is the nature of your mind. It's false imagination. Again, how do you get out of this whole thing? By becoming quiet, still, clear sense. Finding the observer, the observed, asking yourself who observes all these things, I do. I've always been the observer. And who am I? Who is this I who's the observer? Where does I come from? Who created it? Every question you ask yourself, you have the same answer. I did. It's always I. When you do this enough, you'll realize it is the I that is the root cause of all creation. I is the root cause of everything in your life. Everything. This is a new revelation. It's a marvelous revelation for you to understand. I has been the root cause of all your problems, all your good, all your bad, everything that's going on in the world, the idea of what God is, what karma is, reincarnation is. It has been I who's been the observer all this time. Nothing will tell you, kill the I and you'll be free. The I is synonymous with the mind. Get rid of this I, you'll be totally free. It's a question now around how I get rid of the I. By inquiring, who am I? take it through the eye. How do you keep inquiring? It will become a greater space between each question. When you ask, who am I? Everything will stop. And you'll find a big space between who am I and who am I. In that space is the reality. The space between who am I is the answer that you're looking for. The absolute reality has no spoken word to describe. No words to describe it. But you'll find yourself resting in the silence more and more. You'll find yourself being quiet more and more. You will stop debating with people about points of religion, philosophy. You'll stop talking about the guy as a matter of fact. There'll be nothing else to talk about, nothing else to explain, nothing else to prove. We realize a personal experience for every person, every being. You'll also find yourself becoming happier and happier. As the days go by, as the weeks go by, as the months go by, you'll be becoming more peaceful, more relaxed. You're no longer thinking about the body like you used to. You no longer think about your affairs, get your affairs taken care of in a beautiful way. You are coming out of your shell into the land of milk and honey. Also in the land of milk and honey. Can you imagine having nothing to eat but milk and honey there today?
Terrible.
But anyway, you've got the answer within yourself. You are the answer. You are what you've been looking for all of your life. It is you and only you. Be it. Enjoy it. Love it. You are that. Peace.
Yeah, I have some I want to check out. I have a tape by Jay Krishnamurti, in which he makes a couple of statements that I find interesting. One is, at one point he says, please do not merely listen to a lot of words and ideas which really mean nothing at all, but through the act of listening. And then he goes on a little bit. It's kind of hard to understand. But the other statement is, he said, please, may I suggest that you not accept what the speaker is saying. He is not a teacher. He is not a guru. No, he also says, the speaker has no authority whatsoever. He is not a teacher. He is not a guru. For if he is a teacher, then you are the follower. And if you are the follower, you destroy yourself and you destroy the teacher. Now, my thought is, you could make those statements. Is that not so?
Sure.
Thank you.
Ha, 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 ha,
also thinking of another thing. If we have a desire and we think something might be different than it is, the element of time comes in, and time itself is unreal. So a desire can have no real basis.
Sure.
Thank you. It's easy for you.
It's like a friend of mine. What about that?